ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're going to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship. Bow, 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 bow. But we got to wait for Jennifer. She's late. She's en route to rats off a ship.
Moms.
Mm.
You know, mom's always
holding her up.
Yeah.
Well, Tardy B's going to Tardy B.
What if your mom is the reason why you're late, is it, you got to blame moms, don't you? You have a nickname for moms? Tardy Mom?
Tardy B Senior?
Tardy Mom. Tardy B Senior.
Oh, man. Hello, Jennifer. What do we have today for Rats Off a Ship, huh?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
All right, first we have Bam Adebayo texting LeBron James. I'm going to bust your ass after he picked Philly.
I'm not rats off a ship. I love it from Bam. What other response are you supposed to have? Hey, good luck? No. I'm going to kick your ass on the court. That should be his response. I'm not rats off a ship at all. I think it's a great response from Bam Adebayo. And how it should be for this fun Eastern Conference coming up. Leroy?
I am not rats off a ship. I think they're friends, and I think it's all in good fun. But you want to beat your friends more than you want to beat your enemies, believe it or not.
I think you should have texted him, Joel Embiid, LOL. That should have been the text. Jennifer?
That would have been good. Of course I'm rats off. I mean, I'm not rats off a ship because I would do the same thing. So, yeah.
A petty text?
Of course.
Vlad?
I'm not rats off a ship. Who cares? You didn't come. You're an enemy now.
Yep. Dead to me.
You're dead to me. Yeah.
That's why he said what he said.
Should have been.
Never wanted you. Yeah.
Pull a page out of your book.
It should have been. It should have been his text. But my real text should have been Joel Embiid. Really, dude?
So instead of saying, yeah, I'm not rats off a ship, but you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Those were the rest of the text. He only let you see the first one.
What's number two, Jennifer?
You're dead to me.
Jaylen Brown will reportedly put his ego aside with the new Sixers team.
Well,
so he says.
I mean, no, you know what, Tobin? Let's break this down for Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, J-Fig. This man said this was the greatest season. Greatest season.
Mm-hmm.
In his career. And mind you, he got kicked out of the first round after having a 3-1 lead.
But that's not what he meant by that.
I know. Leroy.
Right.
Don't kill my fun.
Okay.
Jeez. Go ahead. Just killed my fun right now.
Yum yucker.
Okay. God.
Sergey Bobrovsky.
And then he gets traded.
Yep.
To the team that beat him.
Yep.
And then he has to team up with a guy that he doesn't like.
Or his son.
And then 3 weeks after that, he went from being the top guy.
Fourth.
To maybe the fourth guy.
Yet, it's not Jason Tatum. So is it just a Jason Tatum thing? I don't know. I think I'm rats off a ship on it. I got to be honest with you.
I think he would be rats off a ship.
I think I'm rats off a ship on the idea that he's going to put his ego aside. It's a nice thing to say. But how will it really go? So I think I'm rats off a ship on it.
I'm going to just put this out there. If you had a problem with how much your organization loved Jason Tatum, how about going to an organization where you go from being second to fourth?
Yep.
And it's funny. Because in football, this happens because guys want to get paid, right? You don't usually hear this after they get paid. These guys, he already got the $300 million contract. And still, whining. So I'm rats off a ship. It's okay. Listen, it's okay to want to feel the love. I understand it. He wanted to be somebody's priority, and for 2 seconds, he thought he was.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
They're swimming. They're off the boat. No.
Rats off a ship.
I don't really think that's going to happen.
Vlad?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Rats off a ship.
How do you go from being a co-star to now being a supporting actor?
Yeah.
You're not even the best supporting actor.
It's like a good cameo.
Right.
Yeah. A cameo.
I mean, because guess what? No lie. They didn't say they were all set after they got Jaylen Brown. They go, let's go get Brown.
He does have the haircut of the cameo singer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He does, right?
Yep.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, Leroy's favorite, Aaron Rodgers, said that. Not the wings. Aaron Rodgers said that his wife let him play one more year. Have we ever seen Mike McCarthy?
The wife we've never seen?
Correct.
Seen his wife?
Never seen the wife. And he just had this whole thing this weekend about, like, oh, he reunited with his family.
And he feels good?
Because he, like, I think
Not his brother, right?
I don't know. I don't know if the brother and him. I think the brother and him have the strongest beef, but he was with his parents.
Right.
I'm rats off a ship because I don't even know if there is a wife.
Rats off a ship.
Until I see a wife, how am I to believe there's really advice coming from her? Because for all I know, he's talking to the ayahuasca gods.
Exactly.
He could have a wife in another dimension for all I know. We haven't seen her. I get it. You want privacy, but it's still a little weird. Like, I don't know. I don't believe it. Rats off a ship.
The thing is that everybody wants privacy, but really, how much are you actually hiding her that no one has seen this woman?
And you keep bringing her up.
He wants privacy, but then loves the attention.
Yeah, he exactly. loves. He keeps bringing her up. He keeps bringing her up.
Right.
Time out.
And I do agree. Like, my mind did go, is this like an ayahuasca thing? Is she just a fake wife?
And can you ask his teammates, have you seen Aaron's wife?
Has anybody gone to Cracker Barrel with the Rodgers?
It's public record, right? So we should know who his wife is.
I mean,
unless you got married in the Costa Rican jungle and you're just like, we are married through nature. Because he's just high as a kite,
some
yogi.
Crap he would do.
It is.
Right.
Maybe it's not
married. We are married in the eyes of God. Since God is everywhere.
It's marijuana. It's not married.
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Maybe he married Juana. That's what his wife's name's Juana.
If he was going to marry anybody, I would have sworn it would have been Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb. Loves those guys.
What's that big, the lineman?
Oh, Bakhtiari?
Yeah, he loves him.
Yeah, he loves him too. Do you think Dave met the wife?
No.
They're just like,
Leroy, you play football. Aren't there a lot of events where you got to bring the wife or the girlfriend to?
You got to?
No, you don't have to.
You don't got to. That's wrong.
You don't have to. But you don't have to. If he wanted to keep that persona going of keeping everything separate, then he probably wouldn't.
Nick T.
But there's some events that you would want your wife dear, right?
Guy says, I thought Roger's wife was Pat McAfee. Till death do us part, Aaron.
Punted. I got to tell you. If you want to be married, whatever. I'm not sweating you for that. But I am going to sweat you for, why are you trying to be so secretive?
Why does she like Mike McCarthy so much? Why would you?
Right. I said okay for Mike McCarthy.
Hey, Brittany loves Aaron Rodgers?
Her name she is does. Brittany. I don't know.
But you know what else is crazy? The craziest thing about all this is you do realize that the Steelers aren't going to win with just Aaron Rodgers. And so if Aaron Rodgers is happy, they're making it sound like now we're going to go to the Super Bowl. If he don't come in there with that same attitude that that Mike came in with, then they're going to be in trouble. Because – Mike Tomlin could just walk into a room and get to 7 wins.
Hold on. somebody wants to marry Jay Fick.
Please, let's relax here. Let's relax. This is not about me.
Let's relax here.
It's not about me.
Calm down. Calm down. So everybody's rats off a ship on this kook.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like.
Doe Lopez. Just,
you know what? That was like giving me a little bun cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just there's something what it there. Was. A little sweets. Give yeah. some sweets.
Vlad, you rats off a ship on Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Rats. I've been.
Has Mike McCarthy met the wife?
That's I what mean, I'm saying.
I mean, the way they're making it sound, he married them. I mean, it sounds like Mike McCarthy married him.
Huh. Really? All right, give us one more, Jennifer.
It's pouring outside now like yesterday.
Nice right now.
Nice. Well, we have Aaron Donald saying that he's returning to the Rams.
He is? Wait, did he announce it?
Sorry, no. No, no, no. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
wait a minute. I was about to
calm
say.
Down. Calm down.
Whoa.
Calm down.
Whoa. Did hey. Jay Fink just break some news?
Y'all gonna get her like y'all get me? Huh?
Aaron Donald returning to the Rams. Apparently, Sean McVay won't confirm it.
Minus one.
Just like Aaron Rodgers won't confirm his wife.
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship. It seems like Aaron Donald is really thinking about coming back. I think I think the idea of him being like with the D-line Avengers and, you know, him and Myles Garrett just, I mean, every quarterback's going to crap their pants going against those two. Like, it just feels if terrible.
If you're Jacoby Brissett, would you find out that Aaron Donald's coming back, would you tell the Cardinals, hey, here's your money, man.
Yeah, just take it back. I mean, that's definitely why I'm getting a raise. It's like, why do you deserve a raise? I'm like, because I have to play twice against the Thanos and Thanos 2. That's why.
You remember when
I'm terrified.
You remember when Geno Smith went, oh, my God.
They're so scary.
Dude, and that's crazy. And they ain't both coming from the outside. One, they move around. So that's just crazy.
I've never heard a quarterback go, oh, my God. And I understood it. And I understood. I understood. He had every
Dude,
right.
Dude, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at some of the things that are said. It's just that everything's recorded now.
Yep.
And he said.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, my God.
I remember one time we was in the huddle, and I forgot who was the quarterback. He said, guys, I just need a little bit more time. And somebody say, you better go on the left side because the right side ain't giving you nothing.
Well, I'm not rats off a ship. It seems like he's thinking about it. Leroy?
I think he's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you? Here's the problem, though.
I said it. I wrote
How you going to give up 30-something million and come back for two?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the – though.
I think that's – right. So I think the contract – situation, I don't know how that's gonna play out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither. But it seems like an opportunity he would love to take part of. Man, that's scary. Jennifer,
Vlad, are you crying?
Dude, yeah.
You're just thinking of Geno Smith running for his life?
That's my quarterback, but I just remember my
So what last year's Super Bowl champ, wasn't he seeing ghosts?
He was seeing ghosts.
Listen, but it was just funny. It was just
Why is it always the Jets quarterback?
Hey, it's hey.
You got butt fumble. You got one guy yelling.
Butt fumble.
And then you got a guy seeing ghosts.
Butt
he
fumble.
Was good.
Butt fumble led him to getting. Okay, so you know,
right?
We don't want to do that, but Geno seeing 99 running at him and going, oh my God! Now I'll never forget that. That's hysterical. Because you've seen quarterbacks getting hit by defensive linemen, but you've never seen that defensive lineman just unabated, like you know.
Hey, and I got to tell you, like, it's not just that some of these guys are massive. It's they're massive, and you can't get away from them.
Mm.
It's terrifying. I'm telling you, I got tackled by a pinky with Gilbert Brown. And Gilbert Brown had them little muscles on the neck like Aaron Donald, except he was like 360.
Right now, Marlins are down 2-0 to the Phillies in the bottom of the third.
right.
Phillies on the board first. They got an
Who's pitching? Because this is usually Max Meyer's spot.
Gusto. Ryan Gusto's going today.
No Gusto, huh?
No Gusto right now. No me gusto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
What did you say?
No me gusto.
No me gusta.
J-Fig?
Well, his name is Gusto, though.
I know what he's trying to do, but like, just
is that a it's a minus one?
I don't think it is a minus one. It's proper. I have to do a pun with the name.
No.
You don't do. You don't change the letters when you're making a pun with the name.
No.
This is minus one.
No me gusta the same way. No me gusta.
But his name's not Gusta.
It's Gusto.
That's why I said Gusto. No me gusto.
Bad. You get a minus one, and then you get a minus one again for trying to, you know, for trying to.
Force it through.
Yeah.
He tried to force it through. He tried. Oh, Evan 11 said, no, mi gusto is pretty good.
No. And he tried to say it so quick. That's the thing. He tried to say it so quick.
I told you. Hey, I got him yesterday. He said something, and I'm like, and he just tried to keep going. And I'm like, don't think I didn't hear you. I just didn't feel like dealing with it right
That's
now.
That's the thing. Tobin thinks nobody's hearing, so he just...
We all listen.
The way we all listen to each other, you got to come in here with perfect English. Forget the profession.
We're the hardest. You know, we're the hardest critics on ourselves, right? And on each other.
I nailed it. I don't know why I'm getting criticized. I deserve a point.
You deserve another one.
I deserve a point.
You know what? I'm giving you a minus one for you claiming that you deserve a point.
What do you mean, dude? For appeal?
Yes. You can't appeal that. I went to an outside committee, which is Tobin and J Fig, and they said minus one. That's it.
Apparently, we already have a fight at Bengals camp.
Already? That's good.
Ja'Marr Chase started it.
I'm telling you, that's how it goes. Wide receivers and DBs, because they get too grabby.
I don't want him to get into any fight with some bum that might not make the team. Mm-mm. There's certain people, especially when they make a lot of money and they're the highest paid in their position, shouldn't be getting into no fights. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
And he's a 99 on a
football team. Wait, but Vlad, when you play on a football team, they certain guys that try to get away from that and get street cred and let people know I'm one of y'all.
Nah, I don't care. Ja'Marr Chase, I know.
Once you get on the field, the money don't matter.
Ja'Marr Chase, I know you're great, and you're a 99.
It matters to you. It don't matter to them guys in that locker room.
$41 million, 99 on Madden. You don't get into any fights.
To 99 on
Back off. All right, we'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.